dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Yeah, you already know what time it is, goddamn it.
Let's go, Clue.
Clue? Why you say Clue? Who's Clue?
Yeah, you Clue.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. So, how you feeling, Moses? You good?
I'm good.
Dave said, yeah, poops. That means he's good. So, yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses. You already know.
That's why I love Dave, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck Dave.
Doing different every time.
Every fucking time, right?
You gotta do it.
That's your man's.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is mine too. So,
don't forget about Rome from DJ Tone, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Nigga ain't even let me introduce him, huh?
Let's go and get it together now. You talking too slow, cuz.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he ain't even let me introduce him real quick. Ooh. I'll just get ready to say, and we have a special guest. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't want
none of that shit, right?
Yeah, already good.
All right, well, listen, we got Rome from DJ Towin, which is family, along with us. What's up, cuz?
What up?
What's up, man? How you doing out here, man?
I'm chilling, man.
How's good. Life?
I'm chilling.
How's life, my nigga? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can't complain, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Who gonna
yeah,
listen?
Who gonna listen when you do complain?
Right.
You right. Boss.
You don't want to hear that part.
Yeah, I go to sleep when you start complaining.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me have a conversation with you. I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah. And then.
So we are going to talk some shit with Rome, right, guys?
Yeah, of course.
All right,
he's still
cool.
Like what? 2'5"? Still like the Hulk.
2'5" Hulk.
2'5" Hulk is what you said?
Yeah. I'm good.
You know I'm what I'm saying? No, what I love about Rome, he ain't scared to fight nobody.
I just want somebody to be like, yeah, you the 2'5" motherfucker. Wham! And I'm like, I ain't tell you to say nothing to him.
Right.
I said it, not you.
Right.
Look at me ready for it too.
Look, he ready to talk shit. That's our family right there. Look, so let's get it popping. How was your 4th, Moses? How was your 4th?
I had to work. Stop asking me about fucking holidays. I keep telling you that every time. It's a waste. Next.
Damn. That's how you feel?
You stupid.
Shaboobie. So.
It is shaboobie.
Yeah, it was a nice national black cookout day. That's all the 4th is for niggas anyway.
I was straight chilling in the mountains. Right.
Chilling. Rome was in the mountains. What was you doing in the mountains, nigga?
Straight chilling with the white folk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Tell us what you were eating out there. That's good.
Yeah, what were you doing? Hold on. Where at in the mountains? Where at in the mountains?
Why are you snitching? Lenore.
That's not snitching. Shut up, fucking, nigga.
Like, I was in Lenore, North Carolina.
Okay.
It's cool. Different. Real different.
Different from around the east side, huh?
Yeah, it's real different.
Jokers
walk around like they ain't got no nicks.
Okay, yeah, that sounds different.
Yeah.
That's probably because half of them related.
Yeah. They look weird up there.
Yeah. Someone probably eyes. Got trapped in the snow. You never know.
Okay, so.
Just that head was
like wrong turn.
I don't know where. Okay, give me a city that's close to that. I don't know. Exactly.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Hickory.
So what was y'all doing out there on the 4th, man?
What's up there, man? Chilling with the folks, you know. Just chilling.
Did it rain on y'all?
A little bit. It didn't rain long, though.
All right. What was y'all eating out there?
Oh.
Yeah, what's up?
We ate good.
What's up, nigga? What was y'all eating, nigga? Because yeah. I like to eat good.
I mean, you talking about that damn ribs. You talking about deer steak, deer burgers.
Deer steak, deer burgers.
I wanted deer steak and deer burgers.
Yes, hell.
Bambi ain't had a chance.
You know what I'm saying?
Or Rudolph.
Did y'all have?
Hey, he was good to me.
Yeah.
Steak. I mean, deer steak, deer burgers.
They probably had snakes, sugar bobs, and.
Snake sugar
I shot one.
Hold on.
Now I'm just playing.
Okay. Got it.
and a bear toe sandwich.
Bear toe sandwich.
So that's how the fourth was for you.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
So yeah, I blessed all the fireworks.
Yeah, just chilling, man.
Nobody got burnt from the fireworks.
No.
Kids was out there.
Yeah.
Everybody had fun.
Oh yeah.
I was
here
with Dave. And we
sweating.
Cooked. Yeah, I was definitely here with Dave sweating.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck.
We cooked what? Steak, ribs, chicken, all kind of different shit, right?
Salmon?
Bird.
Let me get to that. Goddamn. Let me get to that. Nah.
Oh, you wanted to pause with it. Okay.
Yeah, so no, this is what it is though, because I know I was talking a lot of shit about how, man, I already know when we cook some ribs and all that other shit. Cause you know I don't eat all that shit no more.
Yeah, you a hater.
Shut up. So when it was coming around to it, I was like, damn, shit, we got these big ass slabs of salmon, nigga. I don't even think I need any ribs. I thought about it. Like I'm gonna eat ribs. I mean, I ate a little piece off the grill. That's it. Not nothing on my plate.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
I feel real good about myself.
Because everybody else was eating their ribs up.
Right? They were tearing the motherfuckers up.
Boy, you look like I was not off.
God damn.
I was right there. Hey, man.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Good?
Yo, it was killing the fucking ribs, man. It was killing the chicken. It was killing the steak.
It was a good vibe, though.
Grandma, Mom Dukes, they made the sides, baked beans, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, shit like that. But it was hotter than a motherfucker. And I don't know who got rained on in the Ville, but we did. I ain't get to see no fireworks.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot of rain.
Yeah.
There was a lot of rain down there.
Yeah. A lot of people still popping off fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely was lighting them off on my side of town, at least.
They didn't care.
Right.
Like what?
So, yo, Rome, you here with us? You say you here to talk some shit with us.
Here to talk that real shit.
And you
like
a real
Nori.
And you a real nigga.
That's just a say, big 10, folks.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You a real nigga. So
nigga with sailor tattoos.
Let's talk about you stupid motherfucker. I swear to God, you stupid.
What? That joke, he never stopped.
Yo, that's my nigga. I swear I love this nigga.
Yard.
Rome.
Since
DJ Tola.
Yeah. High school.
Take it up like a Cadillac with four flats, or was it four flats on the Cadillac?
It's four flats on the Cadillac.
Four flats on the Cadillac.
It's the four flats you don't even fuck with, but on that Cadillac you fuck with.
Why? Hold on. Why the Cadillac had four flats though?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I just want to know who came up with that concept. Keep going. Like, damn, like why the Cadillac had that four? It couldn't have two
flats.
Watch
me hit the dust.
It couldn't have two flats. It couldn't have one flat, three flats. They had to have all four of them.
Ain't nobody going off with your shit.
That sound like some chick you made mad when you do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She's flattening out four of the times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, why all four of them got to be like that? Nigga, ain't just run over one nail?
I can do it.
You know what I'm saying?
You got the tires hit up.
Yo, Rome, DJ Towin, right?
Yes, sir. Mr. DJ Towin, it is me.
You've been through a lot. I don't know how much of your life story you want to go through, but you're one of the ones that has prevailed as far as being a felon and creating your own job.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean.
It wasn't easy.
I don't expect it to be. I don't expect it to be easy.
Like, I'm gonna say it like this.
Let's get it. Let's go.
I first started out. I always said I want to open my business before I was 30. Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I ended up owning one by 29. But it took for me to get pushed that way.
Right.
Got into some trouble. Hey, had to pop a couple niggas, but hey.
Hold on.
Hey.
It is.
Do you want to share some of that or no?
You don't need to share nothing. Pop, sailor man, let's keep going.
Popping niggas.
Sailor man, let's keep going.
I ain't going to get into all that. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. I feel you.
Let's go.
Yeah, let us know how you got that.
Hold on, pop, let's go.
It is Dirty Water Podcast. You gotta tell that dirty shit.
I mean,
why niggas had F's on this, I'ma say it like this.
Right.
You ain't gonna push me in the corner. I mean, it is what it is. It's gonna be me or you. It ain't gonna be me.
Yeah. Right.
So hey.
My nigga. But okay, cool. You had to pop a couple niggas.
So I already knew, you know, going through courts, trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. You already know you're going to be a felon or you're going to prison. Which one you going to do? End up getting probation. Okay, I'm a felon now. What you going to do?
Because you pled into it, though.
Huh?
You pled into it, though.
Had no choice. It was either that, take it to trial,
You know how niggas do in trial.
Exactly.
They don't do good at all.
Exactly.
Nah, it just means trial. You got to just pay the lawyer more money.
True. More money.
That's all I mean.
Hey, my money ran out. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Hey, look.
My money ran out.
Okay.
Hey, so look. Woo. So I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. Where that was going to go, you got to keep playing that lawyer. You know they know what to do. Because you got to understand, they know what his life is worth. You know what I'm saying? So they could be like, oh, you going to have to give me. I can get you this. So, nah, get me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me off. Don't keep giving me, oh, I can do this. No. If you really fuck with me, get me off. You know what I'm saying?
It's a money game, nigga.
Yeah.
And long story short.
A lot of them do fuck with them.
Long story short, I had a partner who used to always say the same thing to me. Man, get a rollback, man. Let's get a rollback, man. Make some money with a rollback.
Right.
I was like, yeah. Whatever. I'm hearing you. Mm. But then when it come down to it, what am I going to do?
Right.
Instead of saying the same thing to me. So I made a move before it was too late. Got my first roll back.
Mm.
Ran it.
What year was that?
That was in, about 5 years ago now.
Five years ago. So you saying what?
Wow.
2014, you think?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying with that. So what, really, because I know it's hard to just start some shit.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
Ain't nothing just eat. Like, niggas just can't just be like, oh, I got money and I can go start this.
Okay,
you know
well, what I'm saying? I say it like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Perfect example. At that time, my credit wasn't good at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My brother's credit was good, though.
Mm-hmm.
We went in together.
Mm.
He applied for the loan, got approved. Boom. We got approved for like $15,000.
Got you.
Cash loan.
Got you.
Find a rollback. Paid, $12,000 for it? Got insurance, everything. So by that time, we broke.
Yeah.
Gone. Okay,
but you
cool.
all in.
But we all in.
It's all in.
We all in.
Yeah, you got to invest it. Yeah, let's go.
I put my rollback on to this company called Copart.
Mm.
You running, but it's like, damn. What's going on with the money? The money ain't coming.
Yeah.
It's like truck breaking down. You can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. How's that going to work?
Yeah. But also, listen, you still learning about the parts of your truck.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, explain that to him too, because like you can go through some downfalls, right, with the truck or anything, whatever you do.
Maintenance.
But you will still be more better because you learn it. Can't nobody trick you. About your truck, especially, nigga, come on. That's the oil, nigga. That's not nothing else. Man. You trying to get some money out of me.
Yeah.
Fix this shit, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I need you to do.
Hey, Rome, let me ask you this, though. Did you buy when you first started, you buy a new truck or you started off with something older or whatever?
I started off with something used.
Got nigga. You.
Used.
And
nigga, he said he paid $12,000
for it. I understand that. But my next question is, do you feel like, you know, because you think about the maintenance that you had to go through, do you think that if you was to say fuck it and go get a new one, brand new, and just let that wear and tear happen until you need to worry about shit?
No. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
It's
because
perfect example, like dealing with Copart, IAA, man, they run your trucks to death. You ain't making no money. You just making money to put fuel in your tank. That's it.
Mm.
You ain't making no money. They don't want to pay you. You got to do something else. You got to do something different. And that's what I had to do.
Yeah,
I had to get away from the petty money and go after the big money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my eyes got open.
Right.
Ran into a woman one day. So happened. Seen her. I said, ma'am, you making any money with that truck and trailer? She said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Did my research. Sat down. Did my calculations. At that time, I'm all in for real.
Mm-hmm.
Could barely pay my bills. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Don't nobody want to help me.
Yeah. That's when the frustration come in. It's like,
that's when I went in the yard.
That's
the
headache, right?
Hey, that's when I went in the yard. I said, any, mini, mighty, mo, which one y'all got to go? Hey, it is what it is. I had an 08 Toyota Tundra.
Mm. Okay.
Hey, I took it up to CarMax. I said, what y'all give me for this vehicle?
Mm.
It said $13,000. Said, cut me my check.
What?
I need it now.
I got to have it.
Damn.
Okay. Did you want it more or was you cool with less if they would have offered you less?
I only wanted $8,000.
God damn. Oh, and they cut you $13,000.
So you was like, yeah, I need that.
Cool.
Need all.
Okay. So you took that 13 and what?
I took that 13.
Uh-huh. Flipped
put,
it.
Put me another 3 with it. You stupid.
Nah, real shit. No, you flipped it, put it in the truck, nigga. Yeah.
Like
flipping.
You knew what you were doing.
I found me a dually online.
Yeah.
Dude say he put a new motor in it. It's all the way down in Brunswick, Georgia. Mm. I shoots down there, check out the truck. Boy say he won $19,000. Mm. Gave the man his $19,000. Mm. Boom. I come back. Happy.
Yeah. Ready. Because you already know what you invested in.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Invest in what you believe in and what you know.
Invest
you know
in yourself.
Yeah, invest in yourself. He knew what to do.
But the thing about it, I had to keep going. Yeah. If I would have stopped with the rollback, I'd have never kept going forward. I'd have lost.
But the main thing is, like we said, you ended up catching a felony. You felt like it was harder for you to even just go out and just find a job. You know what I'm saying? So you just felt like I had to go do my own thing.
Most definitely, because I was used to having good jobs, working at Fort Bragg, places like that. So I was used to making good money. So when I'm a felon, now what you going to do?
Yeah. Right.
You going to barbecue a meal,
Steak and shrimp.
Yeah. You going
to
jump off the porch?
Now you back to the ramen noodles.
Exactly.
I can't do it no more.
Exactly. Mm.
Only so many times you can stir with the fork.
Shut up.
You a hater. You a hater. Okay? You stir with the fork. Ramen noodle. You do it.
I can dig it, Moses. I can dig it.
I can dig it, baby. When you got the pot, you hold it in the corner with the heat, and you keep mixing. Okay? You keep on mixing, okay?
This nigga is wild, it's
called water whipping without the water.
It's called water whipping without the water.
Drain the water out.
Oh, my God.
But real talk, though. Just remember, any felon out there, don't think it's you
over
can make
for
it.
You. It's
you
not.
Can make it. Right. You can make it.
And that's the
you
thing.
You can figure out a way. I mean, I just so happen to have something collateral to do what I need to do with.
Yeah.
And I was able to take off that way. But it still won't easy once I got the dually. Yeah. Breaks downs, all kind of stuff. So, I mean, it worked out, but it was not easy.
Mm. And you say you had this since around, like you said, around 2014, right?
Yeah.
2014. So, and we talked about, you know, we brought up the heartaches and everything. Like, people really need to understand that you have to really be dedicated and just be.
Yo, what? They ain't drunk.
But Dave ain't drunk, man. Chill out.
Yeah.
But now, like, people really understand you have to really be dedicated and just really want to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you really have to. And
Dave's stupid.
I didn't even say nothing.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, once I got to the point where I'm at now, I done helped people that wanted to come on and get their own truck and trailer. I helped them out, give them work to do. Okay. Show, tell them what to do, what the mistakes that I made.
Each one teach one.
You show love. Yeah. That's the thing you did. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people fuck with you.
Shout out to 210 Towing.
Yeah. Mm, a lot of people fuck with you because
KBM
like,
Transport.
Ooh, see what I'm saying?
Look how you doing out here. I see it.
That's like love. You know what I'm saying? Like you show love like people. Like we got like a good bond in North Carolina. No matter where you go, like if you a good stand up dude. I mean, a lot of people fuck with you, I feel like.
Now, Rome.
Especially in your situation.
Yeah, for sure. Rome, like you said, now you hire people. So you have employees.
Yes,
so,
I do.
What when you trying to hire your employee, like what do you look for? Like what's your thing about it, you think? Let's keep it a buck out here. Come on, cuz. You on dirty water. What's up?
Hey, it's just like this. If you can drive a truck and you get in the truck with me and you don't scare me, we good to go. Now you scare me, now it's over for you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So you don't give a fuck about hiring other felons?
No, I don't. Because everybody deserves a chance.
Well, that's my nigga right here.
Everybody make mistakes.
Yeah.
I made them myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything for my nigga Rome out this motherfucker?
You can't be a felon and discriminate against felons. That is
do you see
that?
Okay.
But that's the beautiful thing about what he's doing.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A felon hiring, he made his way and hired felons. Go ahead, Moses. I'm sorry. What's up?
When giving advice, because you know how hard it is, especially with some niggas we've been through, like giving advice. Everybody don't take good advice. Some people don't want advice. How do you know some people want your advice?
How do I know if somebody wants my advice?
Yeah, because most of the time, you might not think they want you to lay it to them. Mm-hmm. So you're not even asking them, you know what I'm saying, advice. Most of the time you might give it to them, but sometimes the person might ask you. But if you see it in somebody, it's like, dang, I got to tell this nigga that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be yourself if you don't tell this nigga what he doing wrong. You can't let nigga go out there and do something stupid, and you know it.
Oh, yeah. Now,
you see
true.
What I'm saying? That's true. Like, that's what look, I'm saying. So
a perfect example. I got an employee right now. He's my cousin.
Okay.
And I have to tell him all the time, like, cuz, look, listen yeah. to me. Just slow down. It's all right. You're going to get there.
Yeah.
Just slow, you know what I'm saying? Just slow your ass down. It's going
to
be okay.
Like some people just like rushing. You know how to talk to people. That's the thing about being a business dude. You got to know how to talk to people.
You got
to
trust in the process.
Yeah. And that's another thing. If I hire somebody, like perfect example, if I hire somebody, you can't trick me because I'm out there in the truck too.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me, oh, I can't do this when I done it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I get out there and work with you.
Yeah.
I'm not just sitting behind the desk, you need to go here. No, I'm out there in the field with you. Yeah. We working
so
together.
You know what shortcuts it's to, hey, nigga, wait a minute, you could have took that shortcut. Why did you even go this long way? Wait a minute. I need gas. No. Get this shit right.
Now you start costing me money, we got a problem.
Yeah. Mm. Do you take it out of the check?
Oh. No, I'm gonna take it out your ass. Nah, I'll take it out your ass.
Lionel, get your ass in here.
Come on, hold on, Rome. You can't be beating up employees, bro. Come on.
I'm just joking.
I know it.
No, I fire your ass, though.
Yeah, I seen a couple of your employees with black eyes. So
nah, don't start. Don't start, Moses.
Hey, Rome, we fired niggas.
Slapping the back of the head.
We fired niggas. Yeah.
Didn't I tell you about this tie, nigga? Your stupid ass. Slack up.
Do you regret, you know, anything? Or would you have done it all again?
Only thing I can say is, how can I put it? I wish I wouldn't have done what I did, but it is what the fuck it is. Mm. So with that being said, I ain't gonna change shit. Yeah. Just know, y'all niggas out here, be smart about what you're doing. Mm. Think about shit before you do it.
Some shit is well deserved. Mm.
True that. But it's the way you get a motherfucker.
Right.
It could have been.
Remember that.
I'm sure it could have been done a different way. And,
exactly.
Yeah. Right. You could have avoided that F.
Exactly.
That's
but
the thing, like.
You made it. You mean you turned out pretty well. So,
I'm still
you know
here.
What I mean, it is what it is.
You still grinding. What's up?
No matter what, like, I don't know.
And the key is not to make the same mistake twice. We got it.
Exactly.
That's a fact, like, Dave.
Exactly.
Once you're a golden child, you're always going to be a golden child.
A golden child.
Yeah. What the fuck is a golden child?
Like, we're all remember this too, fellas.
Mm. Golden child. Like
everybody can't
kid.
Be a boss.
Yeah.
You got to trust in the process, man. Exactly. You can be a boss, but you can't start off a boss.
Everybody can't be a boss. Yeah. There we go.
Nobody ever starts off a boss.
Everybody can't be a thug.
No.
Everybody can't be
stop trying. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really is. Everybody trying. Oh yeah, no, you can't do it.
Oh,
it was the Western days. Everybody ain't no cowboy.
Everybody ain't a cowboy.
Everybody ain't no cowboy. You ain't a shooter. Stop saying shoot.
Some niggas gotta take care of the horses.
Somebody gotta wash the horses and get the pigs up.
Get the pigs up.
Huh? Get the eggs out.
Fucking sirens and shit. God damn it.
It's popping off. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Somebody popped off.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope not, but you know how I go.
You.
Yo.
Told my mama to cook some eggs.
y'all got anything y'all wanna ask Rome or y'all wanna get into our bullshit?
Let's get the bullshit. I think you ready.
You ready getting that dirty water bullshit wrong?
I can dig it.
Hey, this my nigga. So, who heard the Dreamville album? Dreamville.
I'm drunk. I ain't heard it.
Oh
my! I ain't heard it either. When it came out when today?
No, it didn't come out.
I was watching Netflix
last Friday.
Yeah, came out last Friday.
Yeah,
I ain't
Dreamville.
Heard it.
I was watching Netflix.
We'll get to Netflix, nigga.
Netflix.
we'll talk about Netflix. Don't worry about it. Dave, Dreamville.
Good look out.
Bro, this shit hard. Check it out.
You listen to all of it?
I heard most of it, but I don't know half them niggas on there, so it's going to take me a little bit to digest it.
It's a lot of people.
Because a lot of unfamiliar voices.
That was going to be my next question. Go ahead.
A lot of unfamiliar voices on it for me.
Yeah.
But beats is hard. Niggas is rapping. One thing about them niggas on that team is they rap.
Right.
That's for sure. Them niggas rapping.
What was you gonna say, Moses?
Rapping on that shit.
About so many motherfuckers on it.
Like I was watching like the what was it? Little video shit. It's like a lot of team. That's a nice little team.
Oh,
the
yeah.
thing is about the team, can you last? How many times we done seen a lot of teams and ain't last? Well, no limit.
Nah, because this...
The breakdown of hip-hop, have we not seen
some hits
multiple
come out of
people,
those camps, though? Homie.
Yeah,
and
that's
the thing.
Saying, like,
the hits come out, but can they last? Is it going to be a team for real all the way? Or is they going to sign to somebody else?
Okay.
Listen, people move on, my nigga.
Yes, people move on, but sometimes you can still have a strong structure.
You think J. Cole ain't learned from all of that shit?
Yeah.
That what you talking about? Like, and then create his own team?
What I'm saying is he could still be your artist, right? But I still want to be up on that label, no matter what.
Right.
Because like he's up on the hole, right?
Yeah.
I know I'm good, but I still want that Dreamville stamp. You see what I'm saying?
I think it has it.
Like, if that's my team, like, I can still change up my music and do what
I
want.
I think it goes back to what we were just talking about. Everybody can't be a boss. You got to be underneath somebody for a little bit.
Yeah.
Once your contract is up and you buzzing, let you get off that contract and you start your own shit.
That's
there
right.
you go.
That's
right.
All it is.
There you go.
Hey.
So you feel
you
like
you start somewhere, my nigga.
You feel like he'll change the name up or just keep it?
Nah, it'll be Dreamville with other niggas on it.
Yeah.
If those same artists ain't on it a couple years later.
Like JID or whatever, Boss or whatever, they once they get to where they want to be,
right.
You know what I mean? They could start their own thing, but it's still off of Dreamville.
Reason I say that,
and it don't
like
have
nice
to be
team.
Off of Dreamville. Either.
It doesn't, but I'm just saying, like you know where it started at.
Right.
I'm just saying. It's just,
so let me
it's
ask this
nice
question:
team.
Who does consist of Dreamville?
Okay, you got.
I heard you say Boss.
You got Boss.
Now I heard him rap. He's pretty good.
Yeah. You got Kaz. You got Ari Lennox, Irv Gang, and there's a few others. Hmm. I can't sit here and name all of them off the bat, but JID.
Yeah, I heard of JID.
He's dope. He from Atlanta. He's dope. But me personally,
it's a lot of dope artists.
It's
though.
A lot of it's a compilation album of just niggas getting together and creating something what they like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's more artists on there. I can't say a name off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I
think, a lot of them.
People should check it out.
Me. A lot of them not on Dreamville, but there's some few other artists. And they got their in-house producers on there, but they also got...
Elite, what up?
Right, they also got a lot of producers that's not in-house.
Yeah.
They just kind of sent like an invitation out for a studio session, and everybody just came through. Just locked the whole studio
There's
down.
A song on there with JID and T.I. called Ladies, Ladies, Ladies. That shit is hard.
JID is nice.
You fuck with DaBaby, Rome?
Yeah.
DaBaby got he on there.
Oh, yeah.
On the first track.
Hey, he bodied it.
I like him.
It bodied it.
I've been like him. Like I said, I've been like...
You probably like him for the hype shooting niggas, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You like
look at
you
that.
There you go. Don't start.
Listen.
Don't
forget.
People don't understand.
Don't forget. Cuz still a felon.
Yeah.
Hey, love for popping.
Kind of mine.
Honestly,
people don't understand. Like, no, North Carolina niggas is just like that. We don't play.
We're legal to do that.
Don't push me because, like, we. Bro, we done been through that since
Oh, like, shit. Yo.
We not playing, nigga.
It is? Check it out.
Yeah, check out the Dreamville album. Mm-hmm. It's dope. It's got some good production on
there. It's nice.
The mixing
and
everything.
A lot of producers, though.
Yeah, the mixing and everything sounds good on it. The sampling sounds good on it, Chris.
Most of the music artists are producers. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Cole ain't letting nobody outshine him.
He definitely did his thing.
The thing
he was spitting.
The thing about it is
he's funny. I think he did all his verses after everybody else, but you know.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I'm pretty sure he did that. I like Cole, man.
Maybe
I like
he
Cole.
Did.
He
did
heard all the tracks. He was like, I'm gonna hop on this. Everybody got on already.
You hear me? Did you hear the city clip?
Huh? I don't feel
the little Dreamville shit. When he
I
was
didn't
going
see
to studio.
It
okay, so he went like in the studio, right? And everybody was like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? They had to wait. So, you know what I'm saying? Whoever jump on it first, they have to wait, so it just made them even hungrier. They said, like, they
right,
fuck. But I'm sure Cole heard everything.
I don't know. And he didn't on, jump on Dave. Him. I don't know. I don't think he did that with the first track.
I don't think he did that with the first. I don't know how he did.
It's one of the tracks he didn't like. He went first.
The baby
and they
bodied
had to
that
wait.
Shit at the end. The baby bodied that shit at the end. I think he just let that fly.
He might have.
It's just smooth.
Most of them tracks, I'm sure, was recorded and he put his verse on the album.
That's how you feel. All right, maybe he did. Fuck it. Either way it go, the whole shit sound good. I think it's like 18 tracks. I could skip like maybe 3. Just only because they're not for me. That's all. I mean, I'm not saying they're not good. It's just that I ain't gonna blast it.
That's not a bad album.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For real. So, yo, Dave, you know what I mean? You're a New York nigga. I don't know if Moses heard it. I don't know if Rome heard it. West Side Gunna?
Who what?
West Side, see?
Who what?
See, you gotta see the Alchemist and shit.
Westside
Gunna. Hey, now I remember the Alchemist now. Okay. I remember him.
But you ain't got no recently.
Hold you down.
You ain't got no recently.
Okay.
Have you been listening to him recently?
Nah, not recently.
I didn't. Shut it down.
No, man. I work all the time, man. Leave me alone.
Westside Gunna also dropped the album.
Like, you need to start like...
Westside Gunna also dropped the album.
Buffalo.
I heard a little bit of it. I didn't hear all of it.
You didn't hear all of it, Moses?
Buffalo. What up? Buffalo, New York.
But oh, yo, Buffalo showed up on the analytics, too.
Yeah, what keep I, listening. Yeah.
Them rhymes and hard. Them bars take you back in the day, though.
Yeah, he got kind
like,
of
it's an old school vibe. I don't know.
Yo, listen.
Shit serious.
Yeah, I like it.
All of Griselda niggas is nice.
After listening to the Benny the Butcher's album, and then when this nigga come out, like, what, 2-3 weeks later, whatever, and then...
And I seen on Instagram... Conway,
he coming next.
He got a track with Jones on his. God, on, he's man. Yeah, he next up though. He next up.
Listen, man,
still bumping
it. I had to turn that West Side Gun album off, man. I was getting like halfway through it. I was like, I gotta turn this shit off. I'm gonna fuck around, just catch a body. No.
Boom, boom, boom,
like boom, boom, boop, 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 boop. Like
just
I'm like,
play
yo,
Grand
this nigga.
Photo.
Huh?
Just play Grand Theft Auto.
Right, not right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, This nigga, man.
Advanced Warfare.
And then fucking with Benny the Butcher, he want me to go sell some coke somewhere. I'm like, God, yo, y'all got to calm down up there in Buffalo, man. Like, what's going on, man? Like,
he just like you said, like the spit facts. Go straight facts.
Yo, it's like, I love it. Like, I love it.
That's what make the balls harder, just straight facts. Like, whatever.
Yo, Rome, check out Westside Gunna. Since you like shooting niggas.
Since you like shooting niggas.
Nah, don't listen to that.
I plead the fifth. Yeah. I don't know nothing.
Right.
I don't know nothing. You already got that F. You know anything about it.
Right.
It's too late.
Listen to the Alchemist, the bread. It calm you down.
Yo, keep towing them cars, my nigga. Fuck that. Get money. Fuck that shit, my nigga.
You know.
Listen to Rick Ross, Family Ties.
I can dig it.
I got a question for all three of y'all. That's right? Tough. I really wanted to say all three of y'all, but I ain't bourbon. So
yeah, don't do that.
I'm not gonna do it. So
he's still rapping.
I don't care.
Somebody's still writing.
Right. Whatever.
Juvenile.
Let's say y'all ended up finding something, right? Keys. All right, hold on. You know what? Fuck it. It's 4th of July weekend, whatever. We had family come in, and they said out there in Indianapolis, what up, Indianapolis? That's out there, too.
Okay.
Somebody out there was a tire off an 18-wheeler that fell off, and it was filled with $100 bills, straight cash, right?
Mm-hmm. Straight cash.
Over $100,000, right? Straight cash, right?
Okay.
Like, why am I able to talk about this? Is my question. Like,
yeah, could it have been hit like Walmart?
Right, I'm just like,
damn, I don't think.
Like, who turned that in?
Like
that's my question.
Who that, they turned it into? That'd have been a real nice.
I guess they turned it into the police. I'm just going off a story that family has said to
me. And they was white.
In Indianapolis.
And they was white?
I have no idea.
They was white.
I have no idea. You think so?
Black people look through them ties. We would have got them tied and took it to the house, not even knowing it. 3 years later. Oh, what? It's
some money
here?
They
I'm
said,
good.
They said all 100 blue hundreds.
Nigga. You know how my face gonna be?
Damn, they ever find the truck?
You think the truck is coming back to claim that?
No, I don't know if they found the truck. Oh, I don't know if they seen the license plate that the truck
saw. So hold on. What, they just found the tire on the side of the road? What?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, they stupid. Yeah, they dumb. Yeah, they dumb.
They found it on the side of the road, they turn it in.
You turn the tire in?
Hey, next time that happen, y'all call me. DJ Torn.
Right. Yeah. I take that tie off your hands.
That's my nigga, I get tired. So basically, we all saying had that we wouldn't turn that shit in, huh?
Hell no.
Nothing like that?
Why? Why would you? What kind of fucking question is that?
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Trade some money in that I done found.
Hey, DJ Torn has moved to Indianapolis.
Right. Facts. Take it out there, cuz. Yeah. Hey, I'm coming with you.
Nigga would have turned the tie in without the money.
I think I had seen some shit. This was like maybe a month or two ago, too. A fisherman was out there in the middle of the ocean, like out there off South Carolina or some shit, and they was fishing, and they found like 50. Like, they thought they had a fish, but they pulled up like 50 kilos of cocaine.
Nice.
But you turned it in.
Yeah.
Would you turn in 50 kilos?
He probably was nervous.
What I would do is
the feds put his head. This nigga was nervous.
I'd probably like put in a little net and drag it from the boat just in case the Coast Guard or something pulled me over. I'm like, yo, I just pulled this shit out the water. But once I got back to the dock, I'm hitting.
It's fair game.
Word.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now.
Gotta let them fly.
Lex from Dirty Water Podcast is not turning in a tire of over $100,000, nor 50 kilos of me finding it.
Right.
Period. Like, and nor would you ever hear me talk about it on this motherfucker, neither.
Listen, we ain't turning nothing. Like,
you would never know that I found it. Yeah. Like,
we ain't turning nothing.
The fuck?
Dirty Water ain't turning nothing.
God damn it. Why we never that lucky, man? That's right. Crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why we never that
lucky? That's white people. They just nosy. Hey, we just keep going. That's the problem. Like,
what's the most money you ever found? Some money.
I'm my own money.
Well, yeah, that's always fun.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing. You find like a couple of dollars in your pocket.
Yeah. Like,
shit,
what the fuck?
What's up in here? Oh, 40?
I think I'm
balling.
Right. I got an extra 50. Okay. Well, I ain't
got 40. I'm balling.
Yeah.
Right.
You're lit.
Where you found some money at, Dave? What's up?
Broke the
In Macy's. Somebody dropped some money.
Is some New York shit?
No, I mean, I found it in Macy's. I was like in high school. I was shopping. Yeah, no, I wasn't even shopping. I was just walking through Macy's because it was in the mall. I'm walking through. I fucking look down. I see a receipt. It had about $80 in it.
What?
Somebody dropped their change.
Damn.
I already know. I scooped that bitch up like a fucking pop fly, nigga. Real quick. Scoop.
Hey, look, my receipt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you some funny shit that happened to me, though, and it's not like that, but I've had it to where, like, I've, like, spent some money, and then I'm supposed to get some change back.
And they gave you too much change.
They gave me what I spent back. Like,
I've had that happen.
They looked at the change, but they gave me what I was like, are you dummy?
He's like, yeah, you having a rough day. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Pew.
Been a lot of food spots and got a lot of extra for no reason.
Yeah.
Get the wrong person. I gave you $5. I get a whole fucking meal. Yeah, what's this? Oh, never mind. Dude, mad as hell. Where the fuck is my chicken at?
Nigga Moses. Yo, so y'all niggas, do y'all watch Power?
Yes.
Oh, so Rome, you watch Power?
Yes, sir.
Dave, you watch Power? Word. Moses, watch Power.
You know, Shaboobie.
That's my nigga. Did you see the trailer?
Tough.
Is it tough to you?
Cause old girl back.
Where does it come back? August 25th.
He's still smashing. Smashing the hospital.
He's still smashing.
Ghost.
I thought you were talking about Tommy.
I don't care.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tommy.
No, smashing who?
Lala.
Yeah, he's still smashing.
He was Keisha. I'm sorry, Keisha.
Yeah, he been smashing
and
from the Keisha. Last
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Nah, hey,
she getting down.
Ain't nobody worried about that. She getting down too.
Show the boobies.
She in the trailer looked like she getting down with the game too. Like she gonna start moving some things.
Hold on, say it. Oh, that's how I look to you.
That's what it looked like in the trailer. Because she said if you need me to ride, I'm going to ride with you.
I don't think it was about moving things.
Well, you never know. That's what I'm going with.
What if she's catching the body?
She might be. We're just going to see.
I don't think that. She might be catching the body, man. Nah,
then you
got to
look at them. I think
she ain't catching no bodies, but she's either she moving them things or she going to end up testifying or some shit.
Remember episode 33, Lex said she's catching the body.
Yeah. Oh, remember I said she going to testify.
Ooh, but what about Ghost?
Don't forget. That nigga, what's Waratini name on there? Dre?
He's still there too.
He look like he's snitching.
Nah, he not snitching.
He fucking with the feds.
It looked like he
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
So it looked like
what's up with Ghost son? That's what I'm talking about.
Are you fucking with Tommy? Are you fucking with Tommy?
That nigga like he hustling like a motherfucker. That's what I think.
I'm gonna tell you this.
He's the next Ghost.
That shit makes me wanna keep an eye more on my son and talk to my son more so I don't have that type of relationship.
I think
you know what I mean. That's crazy.
Honestly, ain't trying to be funny. I think they blown out proportion.
Well, it's the writing, so that's how they writing it.
Yeah, they writing it, but with the son thing and him.
That's giving you the suspense too.
You know what I'm saying? You can't predict how niggas react towards whatever situation they in. You know what I mean? That little nigga, there's somebody out there with just the same amount of emotions as that nigga.
Might be.
You know what I mean? Oh, I hate my father. I want to be a thug. There's somebody out there that's really resenting their pops. Yeah. You know what I mean? So not I quite. Think it's
my
more
question
believable.
Is, what about ghosts?
What about him, cuz?
It's
what's
either
up?
He going to jail or he going to get killed. It's one of the two.
I think he going to jail.
Either going to jail, because Tommy ain't fucking with him right now either. So he got to worry about Tommy.
It looked like they trying to kill each other. That's what it looks like.
It looked like Tommy tried to kill him at the end. You know, but he shot.
Ghost might get murked.
Right.
You think Ghost going to get murked?
He might get murked.
It's either he going to jail or he going to get murked.
It might get murked, but it's going to be a
guarantee you maybe the last three episodes, them niggas going to make up and they going to take out everybody else.
Or they go to jail together.
I don't think Ghost going
to
get murked.
They go to jail together.
Tommy might die too. Fuck it. Everybody
They played this part before. Tommy couldn't do it. He couldn't murk.
Ghost may have to kill Tommy.
Hey, I might not be shit for this, but Tommy the white boy, I don't think he dying.
He definitely
Ghost
got
supposed, I'm sorry. I'm
Ghost
sorry.
Supposed to kill him before, man.
Tommy is putting his son in the game, so he gonna have to kill Tommy.
Yeah,
thank you.
But this is finale. You think he gonna, I don't think he gonna get that shot. I don't think they gonna write it for him to get that shot.
Somebody's gonna kill Tommy. I don't know who's gonna be. Don't forget about his wife.
Tommy
his wife is a rider.
Ghost and Tommy
too.
Both gonna die. No, fuck it.
Tommy in a lot of shit though.
How about that?
Tommy's stealing a lot of shit though.
Don't forget about that Serbian motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
He's stealing a lot of shit.
Yeah, but he's still holding his own and moving the weight.
It
so.
Said on the trailer, Ghost's still out there.
Then old boy, what's the little singing boy?
The boy?
Bro Timmy, the nigga.
Bro Timmy.
Dre.
Dre.
His name is Dre. You gotta worry about him.
That's
too.
What I said. I said he gonna be talking to the feds.
Then you gotta worry about
everybody about that lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, lawyer.
You
still
gotta
out
worry
there
about
too.
That. What's the political
shit.
Nigga? The political nigga?
That's
what I'm telling you. It's gonna be a twist with that shit.
It's gonna be fire too. When it come out though. Whenever it come out. What is it, August 25th?
Yeah, August 25th.
Yeah.
You ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah, we waiting on it.
Alright. Hey, Moses, I don't know if anybody else in the room right here seen it. You wanna talk about Mike Epps?
That was a good
the Netflix special?
Yeah.
Talk about it a little bit.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was good.
Talk your shit about it a little bit.
You talking about just being old? That shit was just funny to me. Like, I mean, it's just Mike Epps. It was just nice to see him in that episode, see his vibe. So it was just funny, like to see him just talk shit. So some real shit I probably do.
Yeah, Mike. I think I haven't seen this special, but I think I like Mike Epps more in movies than I do in his comedy specials. So I gotta check that out. Hopefully this one's better than his other ones, because his other ones is kind of funny because he's just a funny nigga. It don't look like he write any of his jokes.
Yeah,
kind of just look like he going up there and talking.
But this
and
time,
shit.
That's where I want to get.
But this
to
time, like he really went
it looked
to
like
shit.
Looked like he,
I mean, dog,
he
it was
set
funny
it up
all the
okay.
way through.
Okay, I gotta.
That's
check
what
it
I
want
to get to you, Dave. Yeah, not like
because I understand
just
what
said.
You're talking about. Like I've seen some episodes, like
he ain't that fun. It's like he funnier when he feeding off other people.
Yeah, so that's what he was doing too. Like he was. Like that shit was funny.
Mm-hmm.
my old titties and everything.
Dave, I'm glad you said that, because that's how I was going into watching it.
Right.
And because actually, you know, we actually, me and you, we actually went to go see Mike Epps here in Fayetteville one time.
Yeah, and, I think I remember, yep.
Yeah, and like that time, I mean, he was funny, but it was
I do remember that.
Yeah, he was funny, but he wasn't like, right. You know what I'm saying? He was reusing jokes that we already heard and shit like that. Cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's how I was going into this shit. I was like, damn, how funny is he going to be? Because I like him in movies versus stand up. That's right. How I was going in. Dave.
Funny.
Check this one out, bro. Mm. Check this Netflix special out with Mike Epps. I was laughing like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna check that out, cuz.
Yeah, check yo, bro.
Like, he had his shit.
Yeah, like
it was funny.
Like, and the content about it, what he was saying, how he was going about certain things and shit like that. It was just like, okay, yeah, Mike Epps is back. Well, not even back, just like he's comfortable. He's feeling good. But you know what I'm saying?
Like he was saying too, you gotta understand on a Breakfast Club. It takes like years of material, man. You got to understand. You got to live through life. You know what I'm saying? See some funny stuff. You know, I already told him about most of your stuff.
You so you seen the Breakfast Club? And I didn't get to see that most.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I just followed up with that.
And yeah.
You know, he's just a well-spoken dude. Like, you know, I fought with him. You know what I'm saying? If I knew him, I just fought with him. Like, he just tell the truth. He just, I don't know. There's some of the people in the industry you can feel like is truthful. And some of the people feel like you fake. Like you wouldn't even hang around them, or you know they probably, you know what I'm saying, a little bougie a little bit. But you can understand, like, I guess it's levels to the shit, like you'll say. But with the levels to the shit, I don't know. I just be humble. No matter what I might have, I'm still humble. Like, you still cool, man. I'm not going to treat you nothing different.
I fuck with Mike S for a simple fact. He just keep it all the way real. Hey, and what up to Indianapolis again? Because he from Indianapolis.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, and he from the east side of Indianapolis. So he like, we from the east side of the Ville. So he always go back home. He always keep it official. They still love him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's always been one of my, ever since Next Friday. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like he has some big shoes to fill. I mean, we already talked about it with Chris Tucker or whatever, but he has some big shoes to fill, so he filled them. So it was like, damn, like,
he did his own thing.
Yeah.
You gotta understand, I think he's good up under pressure, but at the same time, y'all gotta understand too, with comedy specials, man, it takes a lot.
Right.
It just ain't no one thing. You just think, oh, he just come up with stuff. Not every time it's funny, you gotta come up with that shit, man. That shit takes it genius though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it sounded like he was coming with real life with it.
Yeah. Look at Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy don't want to do another special because he feels like
he don't need to do another.
Yeah. He don't need to. But,
why, Dave?
Come I mean, on, he got enough money, but what I'm saying is like, he just said, like, this thing that Mike Epps was just saying too. He said, I had seen on interviews, like, you got to go through life and go through something. He was like, now he would do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it'd be nice to see Eddie Murphy stand up right now because he got enough material to make you laugh right now. You know what I'm saying?
I swear one of my favorites is fucking Bernie Mac, man. I was like, and Richard
Pryor. Yes, hell.
You know what I mean? Richard Pryor, you know what I mean? Like, those are my favorite stand-ups.
Yeah.
But, Dave, Rome, y'all ain't seen this yet, but the Mike Epps stand-up on Netflix, man. Trust me, go check it out. It's dope. It's funny.
That's a big 10-4.
Yeah, it's funny as hell.
It's good. I think y'all like it.
We want to talk about what apps we use. Okay, how you watch TV? What apps you use to watch TV? Or watch movies?
I don't watch TV, man. Me neither. I got an Android box. There you go.
Honestly, I want to start. Can you dig it? You know, I ain't trying to front YouTube just for me.
Yeah, YouTube.
Niggas broke. But
the internet took over.
Yahoo or
is what you saying?
Yahoo, what's that shit?
Yeah, we all know that nobody really sitting down watching
Netflix
TV no more.
And stuff like that.
And if they is sitting down watching something, they might be recording it on they, you know,
or they watching the news.
But
Most
people is watching stuff and relaxing. Not everybody
My real question is, how many people actually have like cable? You know what I'm saying? Like, because everything is on the internet now. Mm-hmm. You got all these apps: Hulu, Sling, Netflix.
I still got cable.
You still
That's
got
a
cable?
Good question.
You still got cable, Dave? Okay.
Some people got sticks. They just watch Hulu and Netflix. That's it. Some people just got Dish or Direct.
Right.
Or Spectrum.
Hmm. Well, I don't have cable. I got internet. Don't have cable.
But, right. Yeah. Okay, but you have internet.
So what do you want to watch? So you watch? What do you watch movies on?
My Android box.
You got an Android box.
So you got an Android. There's always something to watch on something. You know what I'm saying?
It's just crazy because the way everything is just switching all the way to the internet and streaming.
Mm.
And then we just talked about Netflix, but then you got Disney coming to come have their own streaming service. What's funny about that is they come to snatch everything. You know what I'm saying? So where the fuck is that going to leave Netflix in a minute? Because they come to snatch all their content.
Now they pulled all their content already.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they own a lot of shit. I think, what they own? They own Hulu.
Right.
And then you want to talk about regular TV?
I don't think they're going to get rid of Hulu.
I think they own ESPN.
I think they do own ESPN.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they coming to take over everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a smart business organization. You know what I'm saying? I think they just creeping up slow.
That's all.
Because we don't even know, like, what they own. I didn't even know, like, ESPN. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I think they just taking over slow. So when by the time we realize it's a wrap.
But it's just crazy how it's a fight over the internet, over the streaming.
If that was something like, to invest in, that's what I invest in right now. Mm.
Disney? I don't know if Disney is...
I don't think they will, because they... Disney make their own money, but it might be.
Disney have public stock? Does Disney have public stock?
Okay. They coming out with their own streaming service. And which is going to end up being like, I want to say it's like $6.99, $7.99 or something like that.
I mean, they've been booming.
And it's going to be all they shit.
Disney got long money.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time.
So you ain't going to be able to watch Black Panther on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, nah. You have to watch that on
on the Disney streaming site.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They coming to take over they shit. Like smart marketing.
Yeah, they go over Marvel and all that dumb shit. You're going to be able to see DC shit on
that's what I'm saying. Nigga, like that Netflix. Shit is crazy. Yeah. So what does that leave Netflix? Because Netflix
going to suck.
Netflix put Blockbuster out.
They got to figure it out.
Like
they got to figure it out one way or another.
Blockbuster name was going to be out no matter what. People didn't want to go store shit anyway.
Nah, because niggas was renting.
Blockbusters was lit.
Yeah, niggas was renting games, renting movies.
Niggas was keeping shit a long time.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Going to Blockbuster.
Hey, remember Street Fighter? Remember Street Fighter Moses?
Yeah. I still got Street Fighters and other games from goddamn, what's the name?
Mortal Kombat Part 2.
Video Wiz. You remember Video Wiz?
Yeah.
My brother used to work at Blockbusters. It was lit, nigga.
Yeah,
I used to bring him my CDs. He used to clean the CDs up for me because they had a little machine in the back.
That's when you
buff the fucking DVDs and shit. I used to bring the CDs in there though.
They had a little cleaning for the motherfuckers DVDs. Out. But see, we used to trip on the
We used to get free movies and all that.
Yeah.
Niggas used to. They had a Papa John's next door from the Blockbusters.
Mm.
Them niggas used to trade them movies for pizzas and shit.
Oh shit.
That would dumb shit as
y'all,
well.
Y'all ain't never did it to where it was like, all right, you went and got the video game or whatever. And you know they wasn't really checking the shit like that.
Oh, just put any fucking
just put anything game? Back in there and return it?
I don't know like, if I
no, I just nah. kept the game.
Yeah, I just kept the game working. Yeah. I did that on the Redbox before they shut that shit down.
Yeah, the Redbox fucked shit up too.
Yeah, I mean it was before. That was back when Netflix was sending the DVDs to your house. Then Redbox came out. It was like, nah, you don't need to send. You ain't got to send you shit. You come to this box and get it. And then if Netflix started streaming, niggas forget that Netflix was sending fucking DVDs. Like you get two DVDs and you can't order no more until you send those DVDs back. And then they'll send you more.
Yeah.
Niggas put fucking other CDs, other DVDs in the fucking Redbox shit. push it back in there, make sure they don't charge your card and shit.
And we just flipping on the perverts.
That nigga Dave sound like he finessed the Red Box and the Blockbuster and everything a little too
much.
Was
not like, it was a lot of finessing back then.
You're like, damn.
Fucking Friday.
Turn some shit in.
Friday like, DVD got Crash Bandicoot in it.
Part one or two.
It don't matter.
Right. Mad as shit.
Yeah, shit. Oh shit.
See the perverts come in because they be looking everywhere.
Got my mixtape in it. Put your mixtape in the Red Box.
Put your mixtape in
it. Come in, they be looking at the DVDs.
Hey, look, and they thought they were slick by having a little barcode and shit. Like, we can't peel that shit off real quick. Like,
yeah. It's a wrap. And then in the beginning, you could finesse it with the gift cards. Can't do it with the gift cards no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit was funny. I tried the gift card. Yeah. That shit didn't. I was like, I said, I must be late to the party.
You dead? You was definitely late to the party.
I was like, they shut me down on that shit. Yeah. Because
they couldn't get no rest of money. They was keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't see them no more.
Even the DVD, they can't charge nobody.
Mm-hmm. The fucked up thing is, I had money on the gift card. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to
you was
finesse
them.
Like,
just late.
Right. That's all,
I could finesse most of them because my dad always got them written shit. So I'm like, damn, I can't finish shit. They be like, oh yeah, your son, he still owes.
you ever rented movies from the library?
No. Okay, tell the story, Dave. What's up?
Niggas just used to rent movies, books,
you know,
shit from the library. Nah, you just never return them, man.
I never return books.
Same, yeah, exactly.
I was returning books.
I got SAT books still right now.
You got SAT books?
Yeah. I got an book right now.
Yeah. I used to hate in college when you had to buy the books.
What?
That shit was, in college, you had to buy books, nigga. That shit was trash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look what you had. Yeah.
Buy the books, and then they...
And then when you would try to swap them back in for some money, that shit would be... Over 60% that you're not getting.
And
back.
Then they and then they reissue that motherfucker.
Reissue it for the 60% that you want it back.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And double up the price on it.
You get a used book, bitch.
Fucking college.
You just came up off me.
Fucking college.
That's why niggas was selling books on goddamn, what's it? eBay?
Yeah. That's a hustle.
Cause it was like, shit, cut the middleman out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
You're not getting your money worth. You done pay it over what? 200 something for that book?
Yeah. 100 and something, 200
a
something.
A book that you ain't even going to see again? It's piss you off.
No, a book that you ain't going to use for a semester.
Yeah.
Like what? Maybe 3 months? Like, you know what I'm saying? 3 months? You using that shit? Man, that's crazy, man.
Scam shit.
Elevate your mind, though, man.
Yeah, they finesse you and resell it on a higher price. Fuck them. But anyway, I got a question for you niggas.
What, house party? I'm joking.
Nah, we ain't talking about no house parties.
get them.
Have y'all
like that lighter?
Not have y'all, but would y'all ever fight over a girl?
No.
Wife?
Yeah.
Girl, no.
It depends what you fighting over.
Wife, no. Girl, no.
If you fighting, I mean,
wife, no. Girl, no.
It's a situation.
I said white.
Now, sure. Now,
I'm just staying mine. He stayed his. You stayed. I'm just on something.
You said white. No girl.
Yeah. All right. Now, if you out
but
with
depending
your,
on the situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Why
if you
can't say wife. No.
I can't say that.
If you
on
out
the
with your, if you out to eat with your bitch, your girl. Excuse me.
Girl, damn, come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Like, what the fuck, Dave?
Nah, Dana got mad.
You don't love her.
Nah, excuse me.
That's not your queen.
No, he do. Right. He got mad in the situation. He was like, this
out,
the bitch. Yeah.
If
some
you
nigga
out there,
trying some shit. All right,
yeah, if you out there with your bitch and a nigga,
your bitch.
And the nigga slap her, you can't let it get
that's
slapped.
That's a different story. That's an entirely different story.
That's
now.
What we're talking about.
That's something entirely different
situation.
Because you got to think, your wife is not going to do nothing stupid, man. She not gonna be out here doing
my nigga, niggas is crazy. Niggas slap bitches on the ass just walking by because they
talking
drunk.
About,
type
I was
shit.
Saying, getting a fight for you.
Well, that might be depending on the environment too, Dave.
I got you.
That might be depending on the environment too, Dave. Is your girl or your wife in the club when he did
no,
that?
No, my nigga, we walk. You could be walking by.
Mother, it's you?
I'm just saying, you could be walking by somewhere. You'd be walking by somewhere and they'd be in a bar somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
You can't control drunk niggas.
Yeah.
Nigga walk by, slap your wife on the ass. He gonna do it. Nah, and it's up to you to defend her. So what you gonna do?
I'm definitely defending that.
It ain't just one, it's two, because he feel comfortable to smack ass. Right. He got his homeboy, because you got to knock out person with him. Get all three of them.
Yeah, everybody gotta get it.
Yeah.
Y'all make me feel like I need to be in the bar with the pistol. like what the fuck? I'm not trying to get jumped, nigga.
Right. That's not the point. Why do you think it's funny?
I'll pistol whip the nigga and then point at his homie.
You ain't never seen like married dude, like not tense, but like just looking around most of the time, sitting his wife down, looking around. Making sure the place is like straight because he already know like just case something happens.
Yeah, normally it's because his wife got a little bit of no clothes on. You know what I mean?
Oh no, hold up.
Got the titties out. Everybody looking.
But you understand? You can't be mad because your girl dressed sexy. Okay, like I understand. Like
some shit you got to. Some shit you got to expect. Yeah, but don't touch.
Right.
But don't touch.
Right.
I'm not going to trip about you looking, bro.
Check this out.
But at the same time, just like. Don't disrespect. That's what I'm saying. Right. Like you out there like, damn, nigga.
Check this
nigga
out.
You got a fat ass. I'ma slap the fuck out of you.
I'ma dig in your
you
mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm disrespectful. I'm dig in your mouth. Like, you just disrespect the fuck out
so
of me.
So check this out. There was a time where, you know, I used to go to the racetrack and all the shit. You know, the cars and all that bullshit. So we used to hang out or whatever. And then it was this fine girl come through, walking through, whatever. You know, niggas looking, whatever. Cool. Okay. So next thing you know, a nigga come through, he's like, oh, yeah, she fine. Everybody in the circle was like, yeah, whatever, cool. And then he was like, yeah, that's me, goddammit. Like, so look away. And you couldn't do nothing but respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do nothing but respect that.
Nigga, fuck all that.
What do you mean?
Fuck all that, because he being deceitful.
Did he wait it?
He trying to get...
He was trying to see what rate she was.
Right.
So he has y'all to rate her.
I see what y'all saying.
You snake, bro. You could let me know right then.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could do that differently. You go up, you walk up behind her, and you kiss her on the mouth or something. Like, oh, that's his bitch right there. He got it. You know what I mean? That's it. You could be like, yeah, that's me. I got the pistol on. Nigga, I killed you in.
He would have been smooth. Like, yeah, shorty bad.
I got it.
He walked over there.
You know what I mean?
That's me, bro.
Bro. Don't walk in a group of niggas talking about that's me with your chest.
Yeah, you done sat there
nigga.
For a whole hour.
Okay, so we said we wouldn't fight. Okay, that was a thing. Would you fight if your
bitch was doing wrong?
She entertained it. You fighting?
Well, what you mean?
Is she entertained it? Are you fighting?
What's entertaining?
She entertaining stuff. She in the wrong.
She ain't your bitch, nigga.
I mean, yeah. She ain't shit anyway. Well,
no,
so
I know that.
Away.
I'm just saying. I'm asking.
I'm saying you leave her there.
There you go.
Oh, you good? Okay.
Let that nigga take her ass home.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah. We good.
And beat her back out.
My nigga,
and pay
wrong.
For everything. Right. Then get worried about it.
Thank you.
And then get mad at me.
Don't call me crying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying because I'm not fighting if she's entertaining it. You know what I mean? What if there's a dude that's constantly trying?
You gotta whoop his ass.
I'm
gonna have
right?
to dig in his mouth.
Yeah, I gotta like, and he knows that she's involved.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to dig in his mouth.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
That's a different situation.
Right.
But if she did wrong, I'm not fighting that bitch.
It's over for.
She's smiling and still gloating.
Kick rocks.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, leave her there. But if she like, no, get away. You know what I'm saying? Telling you. Nigga, handle the situation. That's why she's telling you.
Right.
Mm, I'm just saying.
I'm sure she wouldn't tell you if she wasn't feeling
uncomfortable
about it. You know?
Yo, this man keep hollering at me. Okay, don't worry about it.
Right.
A real woman is not going to entertain anything from any other man. Believe that shit.
Right? My nigga Rome.
If she really loved that nigga.
She supposed to be on the same
why
model.
You had to let me get a drip of that.
That's a fucking swallow left. Right, my swallow.
You done goddamn killed the fucking dirty water. Fuck Dave.
A little bit in there, some crack.
Ain't shit.
I got drip. See,
right, that's what it was, a drip.
Let's get on our Ville shit.
I take a little drippy drop.
What's the Ville shit?
The Ville shit is, what up the Greystone over there off Ramsey Street, but there was a fucking situation to where.
Jeez.
And this is an upscale rich neighborhood.
It's
I want to say
medicinal,
but there was
like that.
It's a medicinal. Oh,
keep going, man. This nigga's retarded.
I hate this nigga most.
Shaboobie.
Shaboobie. Nah, but real shit. There's a. Oh yeah, we ain't got the sound effects. Whatever. But nah, there was some shit going on where there was a domestic violence situation going on.
Yeah.
And the police was called. And there was a standoff with the guy and the police.
Like, what you talking like?
I'm talking like he was shooting at the police, nigga. That's what I'm talking like.
He just
none of the police got hit, but three police cars got hit. And this is a fucking nice-ass neighborhood, beautiful.
Okay,
sound like a white man.
It was definitely a white man.
There you go.
Because
they shot back.
They didn't kill him.
They shot.
No. Yeah. See, he shot at.
Oh,
them.
That's where y'all going. All right, let's talk that shit. What's
hell
up?
Yeah, he kill him? No. Nope.
What they shoot him at? Rubber bullets.
Right. I don't know what they shot him Taser? With.
He shot at them. They shot at him. He got arrested. He ain't die. And nigga is still blunt from the store. Mm-hmm. They running down.
Let me go out there
bustin'. Killing us in the street, nigga.
Let me go out there busting.
Sound like it was one of them. Sound
old
like it was
shirt Kool-Aid.
Sound like it was one of the niggas that that kill a whole fucking
you family.
You
about somebody getting stopped. I just got stopped the other day.
Why you getting stopped? Too. But hold up.
I ain't gonna lie, I was in the wrong. Why I was speeding.
Why you speeding?
Cause I'm a nigga. That's why. Cause I'm a nigga. Yeah. DJ Twin, nigga. That's why. Oh.
Talk that shit wrong. Yeah. That's why. Talk that
had
shit
a beard
wrong.
In the air.
Let's do
so,
it.
So, hey, look. You know I pulls over right out of the window. I sticks my arm out. Look, man, I already know I was speeding. Look.
Playing
it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, sir, okay, I'm going to take your license registration. Never pulled me out of the car, no nothing.
Yeah.
Came back, gave me a warning. Said, you have a nice day. Said, I appreciate you being honest with me.
Mm.
I said, honest is the best policy.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me go. And guess what? He was a black man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know, usually black men trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah,
and they feel they got a little bit of power, but I appreciate that. I said, man, can I shake your hand?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, yeah, don't fucking black.
It's
cops.
Hard to like. It's really hard to find because you be thinking like everything cool. Like, yeah, black dude, he gonna make sure everything right. He be harder than the white dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This shit is crazy. How the white guy ain't dead after shooting at the police, and they also said that he had a lot of weaponry.
That's
in
what I'm
his
saying.
Home.
So what was you doing while
he
shooting?
What he had
a lot of weapons.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, I said it again, Dave. I said it.
Arishi
yo, hold up. Hold up, Moses.
Arishi Rushery.
No, hold up, Moses. Dave. He had a lot of weaponry.
Weaponry.
He had a lot of weaponry in that motherfucker. Yeah, he had a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of.
He
could
have kept. They say he barricaded his home and everything, and just started dumping at the motherfuckers.
And he ain't die.
See what I'm saying?
So he's ready for war.
Yeah, he's probably ex-military.
So there you go. I feel like he was ex-military. He was an older guy.
Mm. He was
I don't remember
like,
his age.
But calm down, sir. Please, we trying to get you some help.
Nah,
Put the gun down. Five. Come on, is that a 45? I like those.
He was actually injured. He was actually injured during the situation, but he didn't die. But it wasn't nothing fatal. It wasn't nothing like they was aiming.
They shot him with.
It wasn't like
bullet.
They was aiming high.
They shot him with rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets, huh?
Black lives matter.
Nigga shot
all lives matter though.
Nigga shot him in the arm.
Black
True.
Lives
Bless
matter,
wound.
Brother.
Yeah,
you don't get the fucking argument. We're not about to have this argument.
We can have it.
Yeah, well, you're not getting the whole black. People say black lives matter.
Black lives do matter.
Listen.
But all lives matter.
Listen, they say black.
Including black lives.
We're not. Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is why they say black lives matter.
Give
because we don't. Well, we don't get the same justice as fucking white people and everybody
that's
else.
That's why they're saying black lives
matter. As far as the police go.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Black
that's why black.
Too.
We trying to say, yeah, black lives. Come on, guys.
I understand
that's
that.
What
it's,
okay.
It's
not
that's what black
about,
lives
okay,
matter
hold
mean.
Up, hold up.
That's all it means. What you
that.
Feel, It has nothing to do with what your feeling is. That's what it means.
I could throw Mexican lives. I like that, Dave. I could throw.
You know what I mean?
That's not white. Is what I'm saying.
I like it, Dave. Right.
That's all I'm saying. I could throw other lives that matter. I'm not that's drunk. Not white. Right. Is all I'm saying
that,
when I say all
that
lives
fucking
matter.
Argument. We.
I like it. I'm not drunk.
Is the same you shit look as drunk. Is drunk fucking right cap and fucking sit okay. and kneeling and shit. Niggas always turning shit into something else. He's talking about fucking black people. And the police. And he's like, oh, the flag. And they can't even say nothing about no fucking flag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Niggas just get way off of the subject and they just put their own feelings and shit. And
what's crazy is America is the biggest gang in America.
American is the biggest.
No, America gang. Is the biggest gang in America.
And the police.
Yeah. Which is America. Well, listen,
that's
bro.
That's why a lot of countries and shit don't fuck
when
with
I say that is, though, they get on Bloods and Crips and all these other gangs for their color of flags, but you have the American flag. That's the biggest gang in America. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at shit. You know what I mean? So, that shit is what it is out here. Mm-hmm. And that's motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, episode 33,
bitch.
Happy 4th, even though it's a little late, but fuck it, it is what it is.
Now, I know you still got some leftover food. Eat that shit.
Nah, it's what's say, Sunday?
OG turned salmon into a salmon salad. He didn't put it made he put okay. He made pasta salad right. And put the salmon. He cut the salmon up and put
I'm
it
telling
in.
You now, I threw my leftovers out. This morning, mm-hmm. I'm not eating no more leftovers. Right. That's about that's like 4 days. Nigga.
I might eat some more.
You
should
have gave some to me.
All right, let today be the last day you eat fucking leftovers.
Why don't you give me some?
Because that was fucking Thursday.
I don't care. You should have gave me some.
That niggas eating. Niggas eating leftovers 5 days later. That niggas good. Is crazy.
Boom boom good.
That niggas is fucking nuts.
Putting oil on it.
5 days later, you eating leftovers.
I'm still.
You can't eat leftovers 5 days later.
Nigga, throw that shit out. Throw
hey yo,
shit
Dave, out. I'm gonna be real with you. I can't. After 2 days, it's a wrap for me. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. After two days, I'm done.
Now you eating leftover ribs. You eating leftover pork. For 5 days. Get out of here, right. Man. Yeah, you got it. You kidding me?
I love it.
Nah. You love it, Moses?
I can't. I'm about to heat it up right now. As soon as we leave.
Like Dave said 5 days. I said 2 days.
I don't give a fuck what they talking about. I'm about to eat it
right
now.
But I'm telling you what I'm talking about. 2 days, after 2 days, I ain't no leftovers.
That's a fact. After 2 days,
I don't eat every leftovers.
That shit been in the refrigerator way too long.
I don't eat every leftovers, but you got to understand.
I don't eat leftovers.
There we go.
Oh,
I was just telling these niggas, if you're still eating leftovers from 4th of July, kill yourself. And my nigga is
twice on Sunday.
OG? All right, whatever.
Listen. I ain't mad at OG for making this salad.
You ain't going to eat none of it?
I don't want any. Because I had some salmon at home. That's where it went. In the trash.
What else? You are trash. What else? You're saying something like that. You disrespecting
me. I ate the fish.
What else?
I ate the whitings. Waiting's gone. I had some. I just had chicken left. Chicken and greens. Some shit's in the trash. And some pork. And we had that pork.
I still got some ribs and hot dogs. I'm eating those. I don't give a damn.
Well, whatever. It is what
this nigga heating up hot dogs in the microwave. Get the fuck
out. No, I'm boiling them. Boiling in, I put them on a black skillet.
This nigga reboil hot dogs. Yeah, we out of here.
Get that flavor. Get that flavor back.
Reboil hot dogs.
Nigga reboiling hot dogs.
Get that flavor back in there.
Hell no.
Yo, shout out my nigga Moses. Like fuck Dave. Shout out Rome.
I like ramen noodles.
This is family. This motherfucker Dirty Water Podcast.
I like ramen noodles, nigga.
That's a big 10
for me. You know what I'm saying? Episode 33.
You want a chicken or beef? Or shrimp?
Chicken, nigga.
I don't eat beef or pork.
My nigga, you's a
set up.
Up. You 5%, nigga. You 5%.
This nigga's a Negan.
That's just power.
Yeah, stop saying that,
Dave. He's a Negan.
This nigga Dave say I'm
so
a Negan,
not a vegan, huh?
Right, yeah, not a vegan. That means he's not quite.
Don't have his head up, Rome. Don't do it. Don't have his head up.
That means he's not quite vegan.
This nigga ate pork juice like all week. I don't want to fuck with
you. Oh my God, these niggas are snitching.
Every goddamn thing.
That's why he's the only nigga sitting here without his shirt on.
He's sweating pork.
Sweating pork.
Yo, this motherfucker episode 33
still putting ice on his back.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Word.
Most.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?
that Jesus walked